We're joined by Brenda Oftenkamp joining us here in the studio.
Yay! Drum roll.
Yeah.
It's a gardener.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, I thought I would just bring on some things to be thinking about as we, conclude the gardening season, I guess, here, and we look forward to fall coming on, and the rain was wonderful. But I just want to remind everybody, you know, when it comes to preserving, make sure that you're following recommended recipes. There is tons of stuff out there with really wild things, you know, and what you want to think about is how you're going to preserve it, and you have to do something to it before you get it into the jar or into the freezer or whatever, because you're trying to reduce any bacteria or spore growth so that it is a safe product to consume.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Now, you did give me a recipe on refrigerator pickles, which is not full canning.
Yes.
And cautions go with that.
Yes.
But for a first-timer, I did well.
That's what I say, and there's lots of refrigerator pickle recipes out there, and you have to be really careful. But what I will tell you is research tells us in the last 3 years that a refrigerator pickle really raises your risk factors, I have to tell you, because Listeria was scientifically proven to still be present at refrigerator temperatures at 3 and 4 days after that. You know, so
even after boiling the
oh yes, even after that, yep. And so what you want to make sure you do is, I mean, it's a shorter amount of refrigerator pickle, or just know that you have an increased risk,
right,
which doesn't mean you're probably going to die tomorrow, but you have an increased risk. And so, you know, somebody that's really young or somebody that's older or has a compromised immune system probably are much greater risk than you and I
I would call them standard precautions of washing everything before you cut it up and put it in and all like that, and then maintaining it.
Yes. You know, and that's the whole cutting up and washing. That's one step that many times we bring it in and you know, a piece of produce out of the garden looks pretty clean, but rinsing it just through some, you know, under running water is really a good practice.
Yep.
And there again, washing our hands before we start that whole practice, because I would tell you that majority of food poisoning on a day-to-day basis is because we haven't washed our hands.
Mm. And then you cautioned me when you gave me this recipe that
it's
not full canning, so they're not supposed to go very long.
Right, right.
No problem.
Right, right.
I'm eating them up pretty quick.
That's true. But, and that's why I say this time of year you're always concerned, because you've worked so hard in the garden, and if you've achieved something, you want to not have it go to waste.
Absolutely.
And use it up in some way. So there's lots of different ways to use it up, you know. And there again, if you're going to freeze it, you know, the best is to blanch your vegetables or even your fruits a little bit so the bacteria is killed before you do freeze it. And then there again, using a freezer-grade bag or container is what I would recommend. But there again, you can use anything. It's just going to decrease the quality of it and the length of time. You know, a non-freezer bag is probably going to last 3 to 6 months. That really depends on how much you're in and out of your refrigerator. But if you're really wanting 12 months of storage.
I'm working myself up into the full canning process, learning how to do
this. Dipping your toes, all right?
It can be very overwhelming, I guess, and I think it can be a long process. I know I did the long way of fermenting pickles this year, and by the time I got them in my jars and heated up my brine and put it in there, you know, and did all these steps, I can just remember my grandmother doing 100 kitchen counters,
My grandmother would do the same thing.
Yes.
And, you know, for one item, like pickles. It was a 2 or 3 day affair everything done together.
Well, that's what I say. They worked their little bottoms off, is what I would tell you. But it wasn't probably as readily available to Buzz
Town. My grandmother didn't have a little
bottom. But she could garden and she could pick the things in the garden. So let's not choose who's healthy and not unhealthy. Because I would say my grandma probably was a little larger than myself, but she could work in the garden and produced and canned like no other. But she didn't just run down the down the store in just a few minutes.
I think a lot of that had to do with those generations and the time in which they were raised, particularly around the Depression. They used everything.
Oh, yeah. Nothing
and
went
were
to waste.
Extremely inventive about it, too. Yeah. So
they had to be.
God
and that stuck with them. So. Now, Brenda, you talked about washing everything that comes from the garden. I would say it's even more important to do that if you purchase items from the store.
Very much so. The same exact thing. You are so right, Tristan. I mean, we bring something home, it looks just fine. Get your hands washed. Now, as soon as you unload your groceries, do you get in the habit of washing your hands and then rinsing those things? And there again, if you're buying some produce, don't wash them until you're ready to consume them, you know, because it will the longevity of it in the fridge or on the counter will last longer. But, yeah, we need to make sure we wash our things And then there again, the blanching process. And if you don't know, if you're going to try to can or freeze some vegetables, there's a length of time that's recommended. And what I've learned personally this year is I was over blanching my green beans when I went to freeze
them. Really?
Yeah, over blanching. And I thought, you know, they'd turn out really rubbery-like or whatever. And so I'm like, I'm never doing freezer beans again.
Mm-hmm.
But after I research and work with my food safety team across the state, I actually over blanched.
Oh.
And so green beans are one of them that I can tell you, and you'd have to call me, but take 3 minutes of blanching. And so that means getting a pot of water boiling, get it at a hard boil, put your green beans in there, and as soon as it comes back to a hard boil, set the timer for 3 minutes. When the buzzer goes off, take it off and submerge them into ice water so that you stop that cooking process so that you don't overblanch.
Interesting.
Okay. And then they can go into bags or into containers.
Sure.
And every vegetable is a little different. 3 minutes is probably for a lot of your more firm vegetables, but it does vary a little bit.
Now, Brenda, we do need to get to a break. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but I think that's it. Just be sure to call the Extension office if you have questions. I'd encourage you to go to the National Home Food Preservation website. They have lots of recipes up there, and I know you're reading all kinds of recipes and all kinds of things on Pinterest, and read them with a little bit of knowledge that
sure.
what you've gained.
Take it with a grain of
right,
salt.
Right, right, you do, because there's some great ideas
anything
out there.
Anything on
but
the Internet. Take
think
it with.
Safety and think long-term, because our society is so very mobile,
mm-hmm.
and that creates more risk for us than maybe when, you know, and I'm the first one to say, oh, I was a farm girl and I ate that growing up. Well, I might have, but that was just a couple years ago, and we're more mobile today.
Yep.
We sure are. Yep, nope. So thank you very much.
Brenda, thanks for stopping by. Have a good weekend.